Hey you guys, welcome back to the All For God, Sol Deo Gloria podcast. Please help me welcome today's guest, MJ Yeager. Hey MJ, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, but before we get started, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, my name's MJ, and I go to Newville Catholic Central High School. I'm 16 years old, I'm going to be a sophomore this year, and I like to play basketball and hang out with my friends.
Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us today, and I'm super excited, but we're going to hop right in pretty soon. And in case any of you guys were wondering how I know MJ, it's pretty similar to how I know Chris Morgan, and that's through Otter Basketball. And I definitely recommend, if you're serious about basketball, that you check them out, just to throw that in there. And I know this is kind of random, but a cool fact about this episode is that this is my first in-person interview, and it's not over the phone, so I thought that was another interesting thing to throw in there. So, as I've said, I know you through Otter Basketball, so I don't know, it's been like 4 or 5 years probably, and you, so obviously, play basketball, and you listeners may not know this, but MJ was the first freshman to ever make the varsity team at his high school, and he set the record for most threes made in a quarter in Michigan high school basketball history. And I was wondering, what did you do to remind yourself that you have to keep working and that you're not quite there yet?
Well, what reminded me was because a lot of my goals and my teammates, we have goals that we want to reach farther into the state tournament and reach a state championship, and we didn't quite make it that far this year. So that's what pushed all of us to keep working. And what pushed me to keep working is because I just want to get better and help everybody else get better.
Yeah, you know, that's like the Otter Basketball memo, you know, make everybody around you better every single day. Another thing that I was wondering about is if you struggle with living up to expectations a little bit, because I know a lot of people know who you are because of Otter Basketball, and a lot of people look up to you. How do you deal with, you know, living up to anybody else's expectations?
I really try not to let that get to my head, because that a lot of times put pressure on people. So I really just try to block all that out and just try to do my best, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that I struggle with that a lot, because, you know, I compare myself to other players a lot, or, you know, even from like a physical standpoint or a mental standpoint, it's really easy to compare yourself to other people. And I would say that if you're struggling with that, I would recommend, you know, self-reflecting a lot, because I think that if you really think about it, you know, God made you to be just the way you are. So if he made you that specific way, and he made you for a specific purpose, so you don't have to worry about what other people think about you or living up to their expectations. And I know, you know, that's another thing about living up to expectations, is you might worry about what other people think about you. So how do you deal with like that, like, you know, other people judging you? Because obviously there's a certain standpoint, like, as a Christian, you want people to look at you and be like, wow, there's something different about that person, and I want to strive to be more like them. So I was just wondering what your thoughts are on that.
Could you repeat that again, first part?
So what I like to do a lot of the times is listen to, you know, Christian music when I'm going through a hard time, because that can really help me, because one song that I really like to listen to when I was going through a hard time is Waymaker, because it just helped me remind me that God has a plan for us, and he's always working. You know, even when you're going through the hardest times, he's with you and he has a plan for you. Like Job, I think that's what his name is, at least in the Bible. You know, he had so many things taken away from him, and through it all, he was all just like, you know, this is okay. You know, this is God's plan. Whatever he's doing, it's going to end up for the better, because this is God that we're talking about. So I'd say, you know, Christian songs always have such a glorifying meaning, and they always have something to do with, you know, God and how you can reflect and bring yourself closer to God. So that's what I would say about that. Now, our final question before we get into our next segment is, what is your advice on how to live all for God?
I would say, obviously, go to church, number one, and try to get into your Bible as much as you can, and then try to just go around telling people about what the things that God can do, and just tell them how, especially if they're non-believers, how believing and trusting in God can really change their life around, especially if they're going through bad times like you were just talking about. just listening and going to church and listening to a bunch of stuff about God and learning more about Him, that can really just help people out a lot.
Definitely. I don't totally agree with that. Now, for our next segment, it's called Would You Rather Bible Themed. And if you're new to the podcast, how this will work is I will ask a Would You Rather question, except it's Bible themed. And so it's just like Would You Rather, except the questions are Bible themed, as I've said. So it's pretty simple. And if you're ready, we'll get right in.
All right.
Okay, so our first one is, would you rather have to hide spies like Rahab or a baby like Moses' parents?
I'd say probably a baby.
Why would you say that?
Because babies are a lot smaller, and especially if it was just one, I feel like it'd be a lot easier.
Definitely. And I mean, I would actually say the spies, because I feel like I'd be so afraid that the baby would start crying.
Yeah.
And I wonder, so here's my thoughts on this. Now, if I was the baby's mom, I'd be terrified of losing the baby. But if it's the spies, sure, I wouldn't want them to get them captured, but at least it's not like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I can't explain it, but it's like, you know what I mean? You get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's like, so that's why I'd say I'd probably rather hide spies, because they, you know, they aren't going to start crying unannounced. But I mean, that's what I would say on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, would you rather have been imprisoned for 2 years or swallowed by a whale?
I'd say swallowed by a whale, because I actually heard, I can't remember how long ago it was, but somebody actually survived from that, so.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I would probably rather do that.
I don't know. It makes me laugh when I say swallowed by a whale. But I would say, I was watching, I don't know, I read something about this somewhere in a devotional or something. And it was like, if you got swallowed by a whale, like, it has, like, all its digestive juices and acid. And I just, I don't know if I could do that. And, you know, I guess it depends what time period frame we are in. So if you're in prison for 2 years and, you know, that time period, that'd be miserable.
Yeah.
So if it was in that time period, I'd say swallowed by a whale. If we're in today's time period, I'd say be in prison. That's what I'd say on that. Would you rather have had to carry the Ten Commandments down a mountain or help me rebuild the walls around Jerusalem?
I'd say probably carry the Ten Commandments down a mountain.
I would say that too. Why would you say that?
Because, well, it's not as much work, because building a whole wall around an entire city, that'd be pretty difficult. And then carrying the Ten Commandments down, yeah, that'll be tough because you're just one person trying to carry these big stones. But if you were to drop it, it is downhill, so it's easier to, you just roll it down.
That is true. I say the Ten Commandments because, you know, that is true. And I like to think of it as, you know, God wrote, like, the Ten Commandments in a way. Like, He wrote those. So, like, you having to carry the original Ten Commandments down the mountain, like, imagine that. Like, you were just in His presence. So, you know, I think.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Yes, definitely. Another thing, I know this is off topic again, but I want to throw this in there, is that it also said in the Bible that Moses was just, like, shining from being in His presence. So, I think that'd be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather have had to live through a famine or the 10 plagues?
Probably the 10 plagues.
Yeah, why would you say that?
I don't know, just because in the Bible, there was a lot of people that did survive it, so, and they went through it,
mm-hmm.
and so I think it would just be better than a famine.
Yes, and this is my spiritual guessing on this matter, is that the 10 plagues only really affected the Egyptians. But if you were a Christian, it didn't really affect you.
Yeah.
So if you think about it that way, you're not really getting affected too badly. So that's how I'd say that one. That's my thoughts on there. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. This has been really fun. And if you guys want to listen to any of my other episodes, they're available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or if you just have Safari or Google, you can literally just look it up and it will pop up. It's the All For God, Sol Deo Gloria podcast. And thank you guys so much for listening. I had a great time, and make sure that you live all for God. So what I was saying is, how to, you know, not necessarily worry about what other people think about you, but, you know, kind of in a small way. Like, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, the main piece is you just try to be a leader and do things that you know are right. And when you do the right thing, that's when you want people to try and look at you and be like, yeah, they're doing the right thing. I want to try to be more like them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that something similar to that can be like peer pressure a lot of times. And for me, it's because there's a lot of people that I want to, like, you know, make them happy, like make them like me, that kind of thing. And so sometimes I hold my tongue and I don't say things that maybe, you know, that's something that I stand for, and I just let them say what they think. So I was wondering, you know, what do you think about that? Like, if you're in a situation where you have, let's say you have like a really close friend who you're friends with and you've known them for a while, and they're going on and on about something and you just completely disagree with what they're saying because as a Christian you know that's wrong. Mm-hmm. What would you say to do in that situation? What advice would you give to other people?
I say talk to your friend about it, and if they keep doing what's wrong, I say just walk away from it because you know what's right, and just try to set the example towards them and make sure they see you doing the right thing so that hopefully they will do the right thing too.
Yeah, that's really good, and I think I definitely agree with that. You know, it's always important that you have yourself in healthy relationships. If you ever find yourself in a position as a Christian where, you know, as you're talking about, maybe there's somebody that you've been really close friends with since you were little. And for me, you know, I can't necessarily say that I understand this because we've moved around so much that it's hard for me to, you know, stay in contact with those people a lot. But let's say that there is somebody like that and you want to stay friends with them, but they're just starting to go completely against what you believe as a Christian, and they're starting to, you know, they believe in different things than you believe. You know, what do you think you would do in that kind of a situation? And like, what would be your advice to other people in that similar situation?
I say definitely talk to them about it and tell them what's the right thing to do.
I know, that was a very similar question, and I definitely agree. And I'd say, like, it has a lot to do with how you go about it. So I'd say if you go to them and you're like super snobby about it and you're like, you know, this is my way is the best way, you know, this is the only good way, then most likely they're just gonna be like, what the heck, I don't care, like forget about you. So I'd say, you know, make sure you go to them in a caring way because you care about them and you want them to learn about God and have a good relationship with other people as well. Mm-hmm. Now, going back to, you know, basketball topic and having to do with that is competitiveness. That's a huge thing that we deal with as athletes. So what would you say, how do you balance competitiveness without crossing the line, making sure that you are glorifying God and everything?
Well, a lot of times I see that there's people out on the court that, you know, they're trying to talk to other people, try to make other people mad. And I really try to stay away from that because I know that that's not right. I shouldn't be doing stuff like that. And sometimes even it's my own teammates that are doing that. And I try to tell them, you know, stop, try to control themselves because they really shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, definitely. I totally agree with that. And I was in a situation like a year ago where, you know, we were doing pickup games a lot, and my friends had other friends that would come, and they would just completely trash talk me. Like, she would trash me the whole time, and I had a hard time biting my tongue and like not saying anything. And I admit, I would talk back a little bit, and I would definitely recommend, like, now looking back, and I would just say, you know, don't try not to talk back. Like, at camp today, actually, it was at Otter basketball camp, and they were talking about how this one guy was guarding Steve Nash, and he couldn't guard, or Stockton, somebody. He couldn't guard him, but, like, he couldn't knock him out because he wouldn't talk back. So I'd say, you know, don't talk back. And this goes for a life standpoint, too. Like, you might have people who bully you or, you know, do something like that. And I would say, you know, if you can, talk to them, you know, see why they're doing that. And most of the time, it's probably not personal. But I've gotten way off track here, so let's get back. So my next question is, you know, how do you balance life? Because I'm sure you're pretty busy. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to keep your time managed with school, you know, basketball, friends, you know, any relationships that you have. Mm-hmm. etc. Like, what do you do to balance that? Keep your time managed.
I know what my priorities are. I know that school always comes first. So what I try to do is I try to make sure I'm getting all my stuff done, like, right away, as soon as I possibly can. Mm-hmm. And then after that, after I finish all that, I go into my basketball workouts. And then normally during the week, I don't have much time to hang out with friends and see friends. But on the weekends, I can get my stuff done earlier with no school. And in the afternoon time, I can go see my friends. So,
mm-hmm. Ken, is that sometimes, like, for me, it's hard. It's because being homeschooled and stuff a lot, I don't see anybody, especially since lockdown. It was like the only people I ever saw was my teammates. And I'm really thankful that I had such a good relationship with all of them. So that was a really good thing. But how do you, like, as an athlete, you know, wanting to go, like, the long distance, and both of us are, like, undersized and stuff. Mm-hmm. So what would you say, you know, you do to remind yourself that, you know, this is what you want to be doing instead of, you know, maybe wanting to be out, hang out with your friends, or, you know, anything else like that?
Well, for me, I have goals, and I like to achieve my goals. Mm-hmm. And so that's what really keeps me going. I try to focus on those. And when I, and if I do feel like I want to stop and go see my friends, I just try to think about what my goals are, and I just got to keep working on to try to achieve them.
Definitely. And I agree with that. You know, now this is something that I do personally that, like, helps me every day when I have a list of things I have to do, is I make a to-do list, because there's just this thing that's so satisfying when you make the little check, mm-hmm. or scratch it out. So I'd say, you know, that helps me a lot, is I make a to-do list, and then I have, obviously, my priorities straight in, like, you know, school, basketball, and then family, and then friends, and, like, just, like, an order like that, or whatever it is for you personally. You might have a completely different order. It's all depending on, you know, what your goals are and what you want to achieve. So I agree with that. And another thing that I was wondering is, you know, what is something that you struggle with personally? Because we all have something that we struggle with. And, you know, most of the time it's going to be more than one thing. But what is one big thing that you struggle with personally as a Christian athlete?
Something that I struggle with is trying to go to church a lot, because a lot of times when I'm, especially during the season, we're going to have practices, and a lot of times there's tournaments on weekends, and I can't always make it. So being a Christian athlete, I like to try to go to church more before I do any basketball in the mornings. But sometimes I can't always make it. So what I like to do is I like to go do a devotion or watch, like, something online that has to revolve around church. It just really helps.
Mm-hmm. I definitely agree with that. And especially during, like, COVID time, a lot of churches have shut down, mm-hmm. and because of that. And, you know, a lot of churches went to online, and then sometimes, you know, it's just not quite the same because you don't have the atmosphere. But I think that if you look hard, there are a few, like, for my family, like, all the churches around us were shut down, and we couldn't go anywhere, so we had to watch online churches. So what we would do a lot of times is, like, every Sunday we would try to put that on, and all of us would try to watch it as a family. And I think that's a good thing to do if you can't go to a church near you, or, you know, that's shut down still because of COVID, maybe. That's something that I do, is try to find that, or, like you said, do a devotional. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as we were saying, struggling, there's a lot of things that people struggle with. What is one thing that you think is huge that teens struggle with a lot? Because obviously there's a lot of things, but what do you think is one main thing?
I say one thing that teenagers my age, or really any age, struggle with is just they try to fit in with their friends and just with the crowd especially. And what I would say is just try to be your own person. Don't fall into whatever your friends are doing. This goes back to what I said earlier, but be a leader. Don't follow whatever they're trying to do and get you to do. Just be the bigger person.
Yeah, I agree with that. And, you know, it can be hard because there's so many different people out there that are trying to tell you what to do. And this is one thing that I struggle with, like, and I think about it a lot, is, like, God has given so many people different platforms, and so many people have used it for a wrong reason. Like, they do it in Maybe they started out as a Christian, wanting to do it as, you know, a way to give back to God. But along the line, they, like, turned. And now they just do their own thing. They have completely different beliefs. And it's hard for me as, like, a Christian because I struggle with, you know, when you see all these people, like, telling you, this is what you should do, this is what you should do. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it can be hard to just be like, you know, here's the Bible. You know, this is what you should do. And so sometimes I would say, especially if you have social media and stuff, that you really just gotta, you know, get away from it for a while and just go to, you know, you have a Bible. That in America especially, we are so blessed that we can just grab our Bible off the table anytime and read it. Mm-hmm. So I'd say, you know, if you're struggling with that, you know, go to the Bible and be like, this is how I should live my life. You know, this is what I should do. Yeah. And, you know, that's just something that I would definitely recommend. Now that you're in high school especially, you'll probably be faced with a lot of different temptations. What would you say you're going to do, or maybe you already have had to do, to deal with those temptations?
Yeah, I've already been faced with a few of those, and I like to just try to stay away from it. I know what I like. I know that a lot of that stuff is wrong, and I just try to stay away from it and tell a lot of my friends that they should stay away from it too, just so they're not getting involved with all of that. Mm-hmm. So.
Do you have any friends that have struggled with that a lot or at all? Maybe you haven't, I'm not sure. And if you have, you know, what did you do in that situation?
I know some people that have, and I really try to just talk them out of it and tell them what's the right thing to do, because they don't know what they could be doing to themselves, and mm-hmm. a lot of times they just do it because they've seen somebody else do it or whatever it might be. So you really just got to try to tell them the right thing to do.
And, you know, what if maybe they don't listen to you sometimes, you know, what do you have to do in those situations?
I would say try to find somebody who it might be easier for them to talk to because they're closer with them than you are. So definitely try to tell somebody that it would be easier for them to talk to than it would be for you.
That's really good advice. That is really good. And I definitely agree with that. That was really good advice, MJ. And, you know, you talk about, like, they probably have a main mentor in their life. And for a lot of people, that's their parents. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for me, my dad and my mom are big influences on me. And I was just wondering if you have a main mentor or just somebody that helps keep you in check spiritually.
I would have to say probably my pastor at my church, because he's always telling us how he's always available for us to come in. And thankfully, I haven't had to come in with any issues, but he's always telling people how he's always available and he's always willing to talk to people. So he would definitely be that person.
Would you say that you recommend that everybody would try to find a mentor that they can look up to and try to find so they can have, you know, a relationship with them, but also maybe somebody like that I look up to, some people that I look up to a lot are Sadie Robertson and Tim Tebow. Mm-hmm. They're people that I look up to a lot, and they are really big influences too. I love listening to them speak about God and stuff because they're just so moved. You know, mm-hmm. is there anybody like that that you would recommend that people would, you know, look up to a little bit?
Yeah, like you said, I would say Tim Tebow. I like him a lot. He's always talking about God and reflecting all of what he does and just putting everything that he does, all the success that he's had, he's putting it towards God. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a really good thing.
Definitely. And I would say, you know, this is kind of off topic, but Tim Tebow, something that I've noticed is that he's really good at is he doesn't force, like, when he was playing in the NFL and he was talking to interviewers and stuff, something that he was really good at is he was not, like, forcing. Like, it was not all, God this, God that, every other word, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's really good at, like, adding it in there, you know, making it, like, I don't know how to explain it, but he's just so good at that. And I was wondering, you know, that can be really hard to do, too, because I know I've struggled with that sometimes, you know, not just being, like, you should, you know, follow Jesus. He's the best, like. So I was wondering, you know, what are your thoughts on if you want to share the gospel with somebody else, like, what would you do to give them the word of God but not, you know, force it on them?
Yeah, you definitely don't want to force it on them, but you always just bring up these little hints towards it, and if they really do want to start following it, then they'll take that hint and they'll start getting into it more.
I agree with that. Now, I don't know about you, but I have this really bad habit, and that's that I freak out about things before they happen, and I get, like, stressed out because I overthink a lot. What do you do to remain calm in difficult situations and just remember that, you know, God's got your back?
I would say if you're struggling with that, you should definitely pray to God about it to help you calm you and just really focus on that and just know that he's there and he's got a plan, and that plan will be the best one for you.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I do a lot of the times, is if I'm in a situation where I'm stressed out about, you know, what's going to happen or whatever, I like to pray. And what I did with my club team, and actually we have moved to Wisconsin now, but what I did with my old club team is I had gotten them to a point where we'd pray before our games. And I think that actually helped us a little bit, because I know that some of them aren't the strongest Christians maybe, but I think that it brought us closer together as a team, because we were like a family. And I think that God always has a way of bringing us together, because he's our heavenly Father. He's the one who made us all. Now, there are so many great ways to reach people for Christ. There's social media, there's Instagram, which is a social media platform, there's, you know, just like the internet. And one way that I use is my podcast. What's one way that you think is a great way to glorify God, and what do you think you can do when you're older to glorify God and bring other people to him?
I would say just try to, like, go around, and if you see people who are not doing very good, you could take them into a church if they really look like they need help, or if they don't really, just anybody in general. If they look like they're lost, you could take them into a church, and the pastor there, they could help them spiritually, bring them closer to God and have a better relationship with that person and just help them become a better person.
I agree with that. And I was actually talking to an old friend of mine the other day. She's a bit older than me, and she said that, I know this is kind of off topic again, but she was telling me how she would listen to, like, bad music that would talk about a lot of bad things. And during that time period, she ended up doing a lot of bad things and making a few bad decisions. So I know this is kind of off topic, but I would recommend everybody listening that you listen to a lot of Christian music, because that can really, like, help you. I know whenever I'm going through, like, a hard time, and, you know, for me, my hard time definitely is not as hard as what other people are going through. So I just wanted to throw that out there, but...